Marianne's Tan Room has violet and green-based spray tan solutions to suit all skin tones. Marianne can tailor the tan to suit anyone, male or female. All tans set in 2 to 3 hours and can last from 7 to 10 days. Pre-tan and post-tan care given to all clients to get the most out of your spray tan. Located in Mulgrave, southeast Melbourne, follow on socials or contact 0421 552 489. And if you tell Marianne that the post-credit show sent you, your first tan is only $30. Welcome to your new favorite pop culture podcast. It's the post-credit show. I'm your host, Lucian, and I've got my boy, Lockie, today. How are you, brother?
Yeah, I was waiting for something. Didn't eventuate, okay?
Something offensive, yeah. Something rude.
Not today. Beautiful. I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Look, I was going to say something along the lines of, he's so dumb that he can't even do a shooey without reading the instructions on the heel, but I thought it might be nicer to just be nice to you.
Well, you didn't, so Jesus Christ. What have we got in store today, my friend?
My brother, we are going to do a very special story today.
I like special stories.
We've been talking about sequels that we love, sequels that we hate, and there's a lot of sequels out there, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen a lot of movies that have been rebooted, reborn, remade, sequels that should just never have been made. So we thought we were going to focus on some of those sequels. So today we're calling our episode Sequels That Should Never Be Have Been Made.
There you go. Pretty self-explanatory, right?
Imagine that.
Now, there is some absolute shockers out there.
So what I reckon we do.
Yep.
I've got three, you got three.
Easy.
Let's do it.
Done.
Let's go. What's your first sequel?
I'm just going to kick it off from the get-go here and go Speed 2.
Oh, my God.
Cruise Control.
Man, okay. Can I just ask, how the hell do you call a movie Speed when the boat can only go 30 knots an hour?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Okay, get this right.
Keanu wasn't in it, was he?
No.
Well, there you go. There's the problem.
So Keanu was asked to return. He read the script.
And laughed.
And basically just went LOL.
LOL.
But look, you've got... I don't understand how this movie did so, you know, poorly. You've got Sandra Bullock, which...
Megastar.
We're looking at 1997. So she'd just done Speed in 94.
Yep.
She's probably done Speed a few other times as well, but... So she's fresh from that, you know.
Like, hold on.
So she, you know, she's a draw card. She's huge. Jason Patrick, who was famous for starring in The Lost Boys.
Yep.
Amongst them, you know, multiple other movies. Willem Dafoe, who
I love.
He's in everything.
It's like he can't do no wrong except for Speed 2.
Pretty much. And then you've got, apologies if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. Tamira Morrison, who plays Boba Fett throughout the Star Wars universe.
Yes.
So you've got four actors there that, you know, late 90s, they're all in their kind of peak, really.
Yeah.
And Jan DeMont, who directed the first Speed, which was an international success.
Absolutely.
So I don't know how the hell did they... How did it just get so bad? They had a budget of $160 million.
Oh, yeah. What did it make?
Had a $160 million budget... It made 147, but it actually lost them over 100 mil.
Yeah, that feels like a joke.
Mate, so that's just flushing money down the drain there. 3.9 out of 10 rating on IMDb.
Oh, dear.
So the critics have spoken, and it just shouldn't have happened. They should have realized during filming going, this is just a piece of shit.
It just makes me wonder, though, right? Like, were there plans for a Speed 3?
I don't know. Well, there definitely isn't now after this abomination. So.
Like, you've got to ask, like, do some of these movies actually kill off a potential threequel?
Well, this did. 100%. There's so many others out there that which will, you know, there's probably a few that we'll start talking about, which probably did deserve a third if the second hadn't just completely ruined everything.
Yeah, so, it's crazy.
I'm going to return serve to you, handsome man. What is your first one on the list?
Oh, okay. In the 1990s,
yeah,
Jim Carrey was at his prime.
Yeah, he was.
Jim Carrey was in everything, and if he was in it, it was the best comedy ever made.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with this.
And then someone decided that The Mask needed a sequel. Not only did Jim Carrey say no, but they went ahead anyway with Jamie Kennedy stepping into the role.
What's the film called?
It's called The Mask 2, Son of the Mask. Now, let me explain this story. For those watching at home who haven't seen this movie, you probably actually have seen it. I've spoken about this movie to a couple of my friends over the last couple of days, and they've all said to me, oh, I heard about that. I don't think I ever saw it. And then I described what happened in the movie, and they're like, oh, my God, I did see that.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Well, you had Alan Cumming play Loki.
Yeah.
And he was a big
yeah, he was huge.
He's a massive star.
Yeah, yeah. But let me explain, right? So the main story is this. At a time that wasn't deciphered in the first movie, Jim character's mask character hooked up with someone.
Yep.
And gave her the little...
Yeah. How you going?
She then fell pregnant.
Oh.
And Jamie Kennedy's character plays the father figure of the offspring of the original mask.
Okay.
So... Because Jim Carrey was wearing the mask, the baby was born with Loki / mask type powers. Like,
doesn't make sense. There's no genetics there.
There's a scene in the movie where he turns around and the kid is in a booster seat and he's like, I'm going to take you to a psychiatrist and then maybe even to an exorcist. And then the kid just kind of looks at him in this really weird Uncanny Valley moment of CGI and does the full exorcist head turn thing.
Oh, Jesus.
And it just looked atrocious. Now, this is the thing. At this time, you got to think, it was at a time when the dancing baby was a big thing from Ally McBeal and everyone was like, oh my God, the dancing baby is so cute.
Yeah.
This was not it.
Nah. It wasn't. It was. What did it make? Do you know?
So it had a budget of 18 mil, and it made 80 mil.
So it actually did all right.
I mean, it didn't lose the money, but 80 mil is hardly all right.
Well, it's got here. It's got a 2.3 out of 10.
Now, bro, the dumbest, the absolute stupidest thing, the stupidest quote from the whole movie.
Yeah.
Smokey causes cancer.
Oh, you're shitting me.
Nope.
They actually went ahead with that.
Yep.
That's disgusting. That just lost. That's down to 1.3 just because of that.
So that is a big... Back to you, Big Sauce.
Oh, my God. My next one, I was tossing and turning. Wasn't too sure which one I wanted to go ahead with here, but just couldn't not say anything about it because it's that bad. Grease 2. Now, 1982, you know, fresh. Like, I think the first Grease was like, what, early 70s, mid 70s. Amazing piece of cinematography there. John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. The chemistry there was, you know, it was so impressive, that film. We've still got songs that you and I still play them. You know, you go out, you still, Grease is still
part of.
You're
the one that I want.
Yeah.
You are the one, yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right, we'll keep that to Grease singing, but you know, it's still,
I'm good, thank you.
It hasn't aged. It's aged just so well, and
yes,
we still watch it like it's still in our lives.
Well, I mean, there was a sequel TV series that came out not long ago, The Pink Ladies, which
that's
is apparently quite good.
I haven't got around to
it. Neither have I, but it is on my watch list. So tell me about Grease 2.
So Michelle Pfeiffer, this was her first starring role, right? Before she did Scarface,
best Catwoman on the face of the earth. Yeah,
she was beautiful. You know, they had a $10 million budget. It made 16 mil. But the problem with this film was it followed the exact same storyline as the original. However, to make it even worse, the songs were dog. So can you think of one song that's come out of Grease 2?
I don't think I ever watched Grease
2. There you go. There you go. That's pretty much it right there. So you also had an actor called Maxwell Caulfield. Have you heard of him? Exactly. That's how bad it was.
There you go.
So his career, unfortunately, didn't...
didn't take off the way John Travolta's did.
It does have a little bit of a cult following at this stage. However, the critics just absolutely trashed it.
Yeah.
well, we did an episode on our cult favorite films, and this will never be in my list. 4.5 out of 10.
Yikes.
IMDb gave it, so it is a little bit better than Son of the Mask. But if you haven't seen it, don't waste your time. It's not worth it. It's really that bad.
I wasn't planning to, but good to know.
What do you got?
My next one.
Hit me.
Durden.
Oh, Jesus.
Durden.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Where's the other one?
Jaws 2. What the hell? So after Jaws 1.
Jesus Christ.
After Jaws 1, it was like, you're scared to go to the beach.
Yeah, man.
After Jaws 2, you were scared to go to the cinema. Like, seriously.
It was pretty ordinary.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
I the CGI was shocking. They tried to use CGI where in the first movie it was all like live animatronics to start with.
Yeah.
So they didn't use CGI for the whole movie, but there were portions of it that they used CGI, and it was just so obvious.
It was so bad. Yeah.
And the general feel of the movie, it had more of a comedic feel to it than anything else. And it was like, all right, that's an interesting way to be eaten by a shark.
Yeah, man. Well, they kept going as well. They made like three more.
And none of them were as good as number one.
You can't beat number one.
And see, this is the thing. Sometimes Hollywood needs to go, hey, this was a hit. We know it was a hit.
Yeah.
We're going to let it stay that way.
Yeah, I agree. They shouldn't have continued with that.
I don't think Spielberg was involved with it either, was he? I don't think he was.
I've got an inkling to say that I think he actually did direct it.
No, he didn't. You sure? You had Janet Swark.
Was Michael Caine in this one, or was he was in the next one?
No, he wasn't in it either.
So he was in Jaws Revenge or something, and that was even worse.
Mate, 1978, $20 million budget. So not a small budget for the 1970s.
That's probably 50 mil today, so that's decent.
It'd be 60, a lot more, probably closer to 100.
Oh, okay, inflation.
When you take into account inflation, it did 208 mil.
Oh, wow.
So,
well, you'd be happy to be in that regardless. You've made a decent amount of coin there, so.
But yeah, it was an absolute bomb.
No, it was. It was pretty ordinary.
Yeah. What have you got?
Mate, this is.
Sorry, 5.5 out of 10.
It's better than Son of the Mask.
Everything's better than Son of the Mask, although I reckon I've got the absolute worst for my number one.
I've got the worst here, mate.
We'll see.
All right. Batman and Robin.
Bat Nips and Robin Nips. Joel Schumacher, what did you do?
Explain this to me, right? How can you make such a poor movie? I'm going to read you the casting list, right?
I know. Oh,
okay.
God, do it.
1997.
Yep.
Prime. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yep.
George.
Hold on.
Yeah.
A bird boy. Freeze.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
That's brilliant. I'm going to read you the casting list here, right? Tell me how you can make a film this poor with these names. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Freeze. George Clooney is Batman. Chris O'Donnell as Robin. Alicia Silverstone, fresh off Clueless, as Batgirl. Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy. And then you had Elle Macpherson, who's our Australian girl, who's also...
Dr. Chase Meridian.
No, she played...
Oh, no, that was Nicole Kidman.
That was Nicole Kidman. Yep. So she played Batman's girlfriend. She wasn't in it a great deal. Did you know there's a hidden cameo in this film?
No.
By Coolio?
Is there really?
Playing as Scarecrow. So because this movie did so poorly, Batman Unchained didn't get the go-ahead, which was going to be based on Scarecrow, Coolio was going to play that role.
Yeah, well, wow.
$160 million budget in 1997. Oh. Mate, that is frigging monstrous.
Oh, Joel.
It made $230 million.
Oh, God.
But it lost over $110 million once you put into marketing and whatnot to try and get this film out there. IMDb gave it a 3.8 out of 10, and I think that's being bloody generous.
So the answer to the question is, how do you screw up a cast list like that, is the overtly homoerotic presentation of Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
There were close-ups of their nipples. There were close-ups of their butts. There were, like, it was...
Yeah.
It was just like, Joel Schumacher is a good director.
He is, but he brilliant.
He took what Tim Burton had done,
yeah,
and he tried to camp it up a bit more and make that more campy Batman. Yeah, and I think my understanding of the history of that particular movie,
yes,
is that he was trying to create a newer version of the 1960s camp style Batman TV series in cinematic form.
Fair which, comment.
Great, cool, but I just Adam West. Didn't play campy Batman. He just played bumbling Batman.
He was just on cruise control. That bloke. He was a joy to watch, though, wasn't he?
So look, that was a real disappointing movie as a Batman fan and as the person who thinks that Batman Returns is peak Batman and peak cinema.
Nah.
That movie broke me.
It broke all of us, mate. Because Batman Forever with Val Kilmer in '95 with Jim Carrey, Tommy Lee Jones, that was fun.
That was a fun movie.
That was a great watch. But this. There's a reason it's on the top of my list, mate. So it's a thumbs down from me. And I've watched it probably three times. I haven't seen it in maybe 15 years, and I don't see a need to ever really watch it again, which says something because you know how much I love rewatching.
Yes.
So, now you've got, in your opinion, the most atrocious sequel that should never have made it into the cinemas.
Girl.
Can you tell our viewers what have you got, my friend? Because I think I know which one you're going to put out.
So there are some dishonorable mentions.
Yeah,
dishonorable
okay.
mentions.
Yeah, what do you got there?
The Mummy Returns, only because of that god-awful Scorpion King moment. And then the Scorpion King movie, only because of that god-awful Scorpion King moment in The Mummy Returns. To be honest with you, the Scorpion King movie wasn't terrible.
I liked it. You know, you got paid $7 million for that.
Yeah, well.
He made bank.
You know what, though? You're allowed to be wrong. Jurassic World 2 is also one in there that I think was... Yeah. Jurassic World 3, I liked. Jurassic World 2 was like, oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't like the second one at all.
Zoolander 2.
No,
my God, that should never have been made. Ben Stiller, please stop.
Please.
But the absolute worst, the biggest bomb to ever be made.
Yeah.
Home Alone 3 and 4
and 5.
And 5.
Okay.
And I think there's a sixth one coming on Disney Plus. Please stop.
I think that's already come out.
Now you got Alex Lins playing Alex Pruitt.
Yes.
The little boy who instead of the family going away on holidays, he's at home sick.
Yeah.
And then you've got Russian spies. So trained KGB agents.
Yeah, man. They put a microchip in a remote control toy car and they got it switched at the airport or something, didn't they?
And a sick 8-year-old boy outsmarts them.
But you're not talking one, you're not talking two villains, four.
Wild.
Trained assassins.
But, you know, like the traps were never really as impressive as the first two movies. The story. Fun fact, did you know that Scarlett Johansson was in this movie?
She was.
She actually played the main kid's sister.
Yeah.
It had a $32 million budget. It made $80 million.
Yeah.
But here's the funniest thing.
Go.
It was nominated for a worst Remake Golden Raspberry Award. Do you know the only movie that beat it?
What?
Speed 2.
Oh, how good Speed 2. I'm going to go watch it tonight. Bugger it. I'm a fan. Get me back.
Hey. It was an absolute dog's breakfast, man.
It certainly was, mate. You're just going back on some of those traps. Like, man, there was one scene where they couldn't get out of the pool. Like, why? Just swim to the edge, mate.
Like,
come on, bro.
And some of the traps were, did he just electrocute them?
Yeah. Yeah. He's 8 years old. What the hell?
It was embarrassing. It was bad. And I actually, last Christmas, I tried to watch Home Alone 4 or 5. I can't remember which one it was.
So Home Alone 4, I think, was directed video.
And yeah, they're all on Disney Plus.
Yeah, yeah. He was in a mansion.
Quite frankly, they're taking up too much space on Disney Plus.
Mate, you didn't need to... You've got Macaulay Culkin, who set the standard. There was no need
Correct.
To try and continue with Boom. That series. He was
go.
Brilliant.
Yep.
The first two are some of the best child actor portrayals you will ever see from an actor. He was absolutely incredible.
And you know what? After that, he went and did The Good Son, which was a freaking amazing movie.
Yeah, I think he did Richie Rich as well.
And he did Richie Rich, and then that's it.
Yeah, well, he didn't
need to do anything else.
Well, he was also in My Girl. Remember that?
Oh, that's right. When, he was too.
He got stung by the bees. Probably the saddest movie deaths.
No, I don't want to make our followers
that's
sad.
Up there. That was
but that was horrible. that was bad.
I can't remember his name. I'm trying to remember his name. The little girl.
But like his brothers have also come out and done some amazing things.
Kieran.
Yeah.
I think Kieran was in
Succession.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, spectacular. Yeah. My favorite character in Succession. We need to talk about Succession. Have you seen it all yet?
I've seen the first.
Okay, you need to get on this. It's a spectacular
series.
Who else
is in it? Hang on, let me think of a...
Brian Cox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, spectacular series.
Yeah, no, leave that one with me.
Let's watch some more of it. Let's talk about it at some point down the track.
Yep.
But folks, this has been a lot of fun.
This was fun.
This was a lot of fun. There are so many more sequels that should never have been made. And there will be so many more to come. I'm sure there's so many more that are coming out just this year that people are scratching their head going, oh God. Like I'm crossing every single thing in my body that the Gladiator sequel, it does not make this list.
Yeah, man. Hopefully.
Because if it does, it will be the most embarrassing thing for that franchise.
100%. Well, Ridley Scott's career as
absolutely,
well.
Like, absolutely.
He's winding down now, so this could be either his exit or he could probably go another, you know, maybe two more movies he might have in him. But if this is a bomb, so I think that will be retirement, mate.
I hope not, because there is so much good story to be told in that period of time. So fingers crossed. I'm sure we'll be out to buy tickets when that comes out, and I'm sure you will be too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us for this post-credits show episode. I've been Loosh. That's been Lockie. What was that?
James Bond.
Oh, my goodness.
It's coming. The sound's coming. The
golden. Say hi to your mom for me.
Bye-bye.